Hi and Happy New Year. This is Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories, with an Official Stories update. Been on the web a lot talking with at and against people who are fighting about vaccines and GMOs and HIV tests and HPV shots. One of the expressions that you run into is science says. Well, science says that HPV shots are safe and effective. Science says that there is no debate about GMOs. Science says that AIDS is a sex disease. The guys who say this are usually debating on websites. They're not actually doing the research because the actual researchers don't have a lot of time to sit and debate online because they're essentially getting paid to create data. We'll get to that in a second. So you have these sort of second string PhDs, some college students, but a lot of PhDs, and they go on the science blogs and they come up with fake names and they'll fight you and fight you and fight you and debate and call you names and not listen and not read actual papers. And they'll tell you that you're crazy because science says. I don't know how to break it to you, but science is not a person. You can't quote science. Science is not even really a uniform thing. That's an illusion. We have to define science. We have to define our terms if we're going to debate. So let's do it. Science is what? An interpretation of data. Science is an interpretation of data. It's not a fact. It's not a set of facts. It's an interpretation of some material that some people got through a variety of means that they decided meant something. That's a lot to say. And when they say science says, they mean that some people think that this, by interpreting it this way and setting it up in these parameters, might mean this thing that they really want it to mean, and you have to trust them because they're in charge. They already made the GMO food and it's already in your lunch, so what are you going to do? If science is an interpretation of data, then we have to ask ourselves, where do they get the data? What is data? The data is the stuff that they accumulate by setting up an artificial experiment. So they put a box and they put a genetically inbred rat in the box that's prone to getting all kinds of diseases, and they feed it something or they don't feed it something, they inject it, they don't inject it, they run it around a maze, they starve it, they give it water, eventually they kill it, cut it open, and count the tumors. They consider that data, and then they apply that to everybody else. Data is what they accumulate by looking at an artificial scenario which they've established so that they can eventually plug it back into their interpretation so that they can get an interpretation that they can put at the bottom somewhere in the paper that they want to publish that's funded by the National Institutes of Health and Merck and Bristol-Myers Squibb and anybody who's going to manufacture the vaccine, drug, food component, petrochemical additive, etc. That's going to go into the market. There are going to be some bad side effects and they're going to have to do more studies, send money. We're confused about why this is happening. That's what they'll tell you when they're done doing the science. Meanwhile, after your liver falls out of your body and starts screaming at you for eating the GMO food, you go, I thought science said it was safe. Well, science did. Your liver obviously didn't read the paper. Science is an interpretation of data. The data is usually crap. That's it. So when you want to talk to somebody about vaccines or GMOs or antibody testing or any of the other fake things that goes around now as a kind of new 21st century religion, I mean, we're still living in the Victorian era, right? Charles Darwin is still everybody's favorite philosopher, even though it was crap, even though he was a terrible philosopher. Women are still considered the inferior, less sexually excitable species whose primary interest is to raise children. We're still living in the Victorian era. Nature is there to be subjugated, raped, her fruits taken from her, then replicated in some safe, sanitary way in a laboratory so that we can end up with wonderful things like Fukushima going on, which will certainly bring good things to the West Coast of the United States. Science is not what they say it is. This is Liam Sheff, author of Official Stories. I'll be doing more Official Stories movies and really some exciting stuff in the next few months of The End of the World. See you next time.